That's right. Welcome in, welcome back, folks, to a three confidences and three concerns versus North Carolina edition of the Always Irish Show. As always, you can find that program on YouTube. Do it, subscribe if you haven't yet. Appreciate it very much. Give the video a thumbs up, only if you approve of the content. Notifications on, you'll be alerted every time a new episode drops. Twitter, search bar, Always Irish, rat, Always Irish Inc. Emails, alwaysirishindia@gmail.com. Audio only, anywhere you want, you get me. Call in line 312-900-8815. Program it in your phone, folks. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, 9 a.m. Give me a call. Discuss that ball. Big weeks, folks. Big week. Big week. Huge week. Big test. Big test. Can Notre Dame stabilize this season? Fight for respectability. Or was Cal a mirage and we won just because they're really, really bad? We're still really bad and got away with it. Question of the week, is it not? If you're a Notre Dame fan, you don't know what's real, not real, what you can trust and not trust right now. You just don't know because everything's so inconsistent, hit or miss, hot or cold, good or bad. You don't know. So that's the big question this week. Can you build off what worked against Cal and go on an actual winning streak? Really interesting matchup. North Carolina scores a lot, and they give up a lot. And they also played all questionable competition so far. I don't know what's real and not with both teams, but I do know we're about to find out. We're about to find out. So I need Notre Dame to stabilize things, go on a little run, win a couple in a row, start to build that confidence, improve from Cal week to this week. Just keep getting better. We know nothing is where we want it. The best thing you could do is just get better every week. That's what I want to see. The whole team play better this week than you did last week. That being said, let's get into three areas of confidence going into this game and three areas of concern so that we can monitor these items in the ball game and see where we're at and if we're on track or not. Confidence, number one. The defensive line you want to feel like is starting to come to life. Foskey, Jason, I'm telling you what, Howard Cross has been the most consistent guy up front on this defense so far. He's having himself a good season, good for him. But the defensive line's coming to life. A bunch of hurries last week, half dozen sacks, 8 tackles for loss, close to those havoc turnovers, all of that. I need to see that continue, and I'm confident that I will, because unlike other areas of the team I need to do well, I feel like there's some veterans here, and I know what I should be getting, and I know what they're capable of. It isn't like me going off of potential. Like, I've seen these guys play, and I know what they're capable of. So that's a confidence. I think that defensive line is going to continue to get better. I don't know what was up against Marshall, but looked better against Cal. I'm expecting that to continue. And a lot of those guys have a body of work history that suggests to me that's feasible to assume and expect. Number two, I don't love it, but it's where we're at. I guess the offensive line's getting better, I guess. I mean, I've heard a lot of people say the offensive line was dominant against Cal, and that's what you want to see, and they were pushing them around. You still ran the ball for under 150 yards against Cal. So, yeah, you gained some momentum, 3.5 yard, 3.6 average. You still ran it for under 150 against Cal. That might make sense if you threw it for 450 against Cal, and then I'd be like, oh, that this was a game where we were throwing it, not running it. No, you didn't have that either, because we can't throw the ball either. So, yes, the line was better against Cal. It's still not where I want it to be. Back-to-back false starts at home. Get out of here. Not even real life. Like, not even real life that happened last week. So, I'm still frustrated with where they are overall, but it did get better last week. And this wouldn't be on my list of confidences if we were playing Georgia. But we're playing North Carolina, and they're getting ran all over by teams that have 2% of our talent. I mean, they're giving up tons and tons of yards through the air and on the ground. So another good week for the offensive line to make some moves here. And if you struggle this week, I don't know what to tell you. I really don't. Harry, retire. Like, when App State's rolling up on you for a couple hundred yards, like it's nothing, running the ball. I need you too. I need you too. All right? This is Notre Dame. You're supposed to be O-line U. They're getting ran all over. Run the ball for 300 yards this week. Make it easy on Pine, okay? Number three, confidence. I can't believe I'm going to say this, and I know damn well it's going to be the ultimate Notre Dame jinx of all time. Notre Dame secondary has been pretty decent this year. Like, of all my complaints about this team as we sit right now, that isn't going to be high on my list, how that secondary's playing. They're going to get tested this week. We need to see that play continue and get better. So those are three confidences. And they're built on a blend of what we did a little better last week and also where North Carolina's weak. That's how I come together to have confidence in an area. Concerns. Drew Pine. Some good, some bad. Is physically limited. And I just don't know what I'm going to get. I want him to do well. I want him to succeed. I support him. I want him to look good out there and have a great game. I just can't trust him. I can't. You went out there as a junior at home against Cal and couldn't get a first down in the first quarter. Like, I know that's not all on the quarterback, but quarterbacks... the quarterback, all right? When an offense is good, the quarterback gets credit. When they're not, they get blamed. That's the way it goes. So, yeah, it's a concern that Drew Pine's our guy. I just don't know what I'm going to get. He's not a big running threat. You can't just dink and dunk short passes all year. Like, that's a concern. I don't know what I'm going to get. I need him to protect the football, and then very simply just get better than he ended last week. Not better than he started last week. Anybody could do that. Better than he ended last week. So that's a concern because I just don't know what I'm going to get out of him. Number two, while we beat Cal running and then with those short passes, letting guys get the ball and then make moves, you are not going to be able to do it every week. Teams are going to jump those routes, shut that down, force Notre Dame to stretch the field at some point. I don't know if that's going to be this week or not, but it's coming. Notre Dame's recipe right now offensively isn't going to work the rest of the year. You're going to need to evolve. You may or may not need to evolve a lot this week, but I need to see you evolve a little. Expand on what little passing rhythm you add. Try and expand to the next complicated part of it, like the next complexity that confuses a defense. Just try. You have to. All right. And number three concern, linebacker play. This was supposed to be a strength going into this year. I was excited about this group. I think a lot of the beat guys felt really good about this group. They've quite frankly not been good enough. Those guys aren't moving right. Bad angles. They don't shed blocks. When they're trying to do something, they're a little late. They're just not good right now. When they do get home, they're missing. Like, I need that area to tighten up. And I guess you could look at it as, if you were going to have a unit struggling right now in the Notre Dame defense, you may as well have it be in the middle, because then at least you feel better about the what's on the front end on the lines, and then you feel better about your back line of defense in the secondary, I guess. But those linebackers were supposed to be much more of a plus, and they have not been. They have been bad. They're not shedding blocks. They're not getting home. They're not doing well in space. They're not hitting hard. They're not tackling right angles. Losing the perimeter. All of that. So I need them to be better. So three confidences, folks. D-line coming to life. Need to see that continue. Think it will. Offensive line found a little rhythm, has a little momentum. I think that should be able to continue. If we were playing a good team, no. These guys give up a million yards to everybody, so I'm confident we'll be able to do that too. If we can't, retire, Harry. You're done. Three, secondary. Been a pleasant surprise. Needed to continue. Concerns? Pine. Just don't know what I'm going to get, and I'm going to be freaked out about it. Number two, offense needs to evolve. They need to evolve. That passing game needs to take another step. And until I see that we could do it, we're not doing it. So I got to see that. Number three, linebacker play. Got to be better. Got to see it this week. So that's where I'm at right now with my top three confidences and concerns. I am very interested to revisit these after the ball game and check back and give a grade and see how we did on all of these items, okay? One question for you guys is, what did I miss? What should have been on this list that you think? Or what do you disagree with me on my list? Let me know. See ya.